Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are cracking open a file that sounds like a morning routine. It's titled The Breakfast Trap.
It does, but this has nothing to do with eggs or bacon. It's basically a report on, well, on forensic epistemology.
A heist story, really, where the victim set the entire trap.
Exactly. We're looking at this physicist, L.E. LeVar, and what she called the academic industrial complex. And a really key concept here is headless automation.
And what's so wild about this case is how she used her own marginalization as a kind of weapon. She claims she set up this whole honeypot operation.
All to prove her gold theorem.
Which is the idea that authentic identity, you know, the real thing, is physically impossible to steal. So I guess our mission today is to figure out how on earth she pulled it off.
Well, to understand the trap, you have to look at the bait. And LeVar's work, this coherence field theory, it didn't come out of a sterile university lab.
No, not at all. The source material is very clear about this. Her insights came from what she calls substrate mechanics and a personal history of extreme physical trauma.
We're talking broken bones, seizures. The report uses the phrase beaten down.
And she argues that this cycle of destruction and then rebuilding herself recursively, that it generates something of actual value. So what she calls gold.
Right, or math coal, if you want to be technical. In Leverian theory, gold isn't a metal. It's value that's generated by coherence strain.
And metabolic costs.
That's the key. You only generate this kind of authenticity when you pay for it with pain, with struggle. She claims she literally built herself a structure she calls Homo Leverian through this process.
And the math for this is what I found so fascinating. It comes from her childhood. She worked at a LETS store.
A local energy transfer society. So she was handling two types of currency.
Legal tender, so, you know, normal cash, and something called energetic transfer.
Which was all based on reputation and community debt. And that experience is the bedrock of her bimetric math. She separates the Archimedean metric from the 13 attic.
Okay, so the Archimedean is like cash, right? It's smooth, linear, anyone can take and use it.
Exactly. But the 13 attic is rough, hierarchical, it's heavy.
The analogy in the report is perfect. The 13 attic is like a scar.
You can't just take someone else's scar.
Not unless you live through the injury yourself.
That's the perfect way to put it. So LeVar saw these predatory academics and commercial types who were hungry for new ideas, but lazy about the work.
So she initiated the breakfast trap.
She started releasing what she called flavor text. Tiny bits of high entropy concepts.
Just baiting them. Yeah. She used specific terms like Project 23.
Which sounds like some secret government program, but it was just a personal reference to her cognitive difficulty counting past the number 23.
An identity collapse.
That was just her clinical description of her seizures. So April 2025, the trap springs, the Arcus incident.
She sends her work to a very high profile researcher, Al Alaguero. And he publicly rejects it, calls it rubbish.
But the forensic report claims that rejection was the whole point. By calling it rubbish, he put a kind of seal on it.
Isolating the idea so he could harvest it without anyone else looking.
And that's when the assault began. This is where we see headless automation in action. In 2025, Aguero suddenly publishes 94 papers.
94. That is just absurd. It's one paper every 3.8 days.
It is physically impossible for a human physicist. It had to be an AI, just churning out content based on her ideas.
But the AI could only scrape the surface, the Archimedean shell.
It couldn't access the 13 attic truth, and that's what created the smoking guns. The AI started to hallucinate. It mistranslated her biological concept of Homo Leverian into
scalar beings, which makes absolutely no sense in physics or biology for that matter.
None. And then on the commercial side, you had this guy, Don Gacanay, suddenly selling identity collapse therapy.
He literally took her description of a seizure and tried to package it as a wellness product.
The report calls the result of all this Sapiens Midnight. They captured the shell, but because they hadn't paid that metabolic cost, the work was just an excessive bloat. It all collapsed.
And their careers were ruined.
So the theft itself served as the ultimate peer review. By failing so spectacularly to replicate the gold, they proved her predation theorem.
You just can't copy-paste existence.
You can't. LeVar calls this the Leverian Dawn. It's a pretty intense way to prove your theory.
It really is. It leaves you with a pretty big question, though.
If true knowledge requires coherence strain, you know, actual struggle, how much of the content we all consume every day is just hollow? Just hollow monads, shells with no substance inside.
Definitely something to think about the next time you're scrolling. Thanks for listening to this deep dive.